Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Lord of my heart,
Section 5, Other Basic Lessons. Chapter 13, Self-Control. Prepare children for life and its duties. Well may the mother inquire with deep anxiety as she looks upon the children given to her care. What is the great aim and object of their education? Is it to fit them for life and its duties, to qualify them to take an honorable position in the world, to do good, to benefit their fellow beings, to gain eventually the reward of the righteous? If so, then the first lesson to be taught them is self-control, for no undisciplined, headstrong person can hope for success in this world or reward in the next. Train the child to yield. The little ones, before they are a year old, hear and understand what is spoken in reference to themselves and know to what extent they are to be indulged. Mothers, you should train your children to yield to your wishes. This point must be gained if you would hold the control over your children and preserve your dignity as a mother. Your children quickly learn just what you expect of them. They know when their will conquers yours and will make the most of their victory. It is the veriest cruelty to allow wrong habits to be developed, to give the law into the hands of the child and let him rule. Do not gratify selfish wishes. If parents are not careful, they will treat their children in such a way as will lead the children to demand attention and privileges that will call for the parents to deprive themselves in order to indulge their little ones. The children will call upon the parents to do things for them, to gratify their wishes, and the parents will concede to their wishes, regardless of the fact that it is inculcating selfishness in their children. But in doing this work, parents are wronging their children and will find out afterwards how difficult a thing it is to counteract the influence of the education of the first few years in a child's life. Children need to learn early that they cannot be gratified when selfishness prompts their wishes. Give nothing for which children cry. One precious lesson which the mother will need to repeat again and again is that the child is not to rule. He is not the master, but her will and her wishes are to be supreme. Thus she is teaching them self-control. Give them nothing for which they cry, even if your tender heart desires ever so much to do this. For if they gain the victory once by crying, they will expect to do it again. The second time, the battle will be more vehement. Never permit display of angry passions. Among the first tasks of the mother is the restraining of passion in her little ones. Children should not be allowed to manifest anger. They should not be permitted to throw themselves upon the floor, striking and crying because something has been denied them which was not for their best good. I have been distressed as I have seen how many parents indulge their children in the display of angry passions. Mothers seem to look upon these outbursts of anger as something that must be endured and appear indifferent to the child's behavior. But if an evil is permitted once, it will be repeated, and its repetition will result in habit, and so the child's character will receive an evil mold. When to rebuke the evil spirit? I have often seen the little one throw itself and scream if its will was crossed in any way. This is the time to rebuke the evil spirit. The enemy will try to control the minds of our children, but shall we allow him to mold them according to his will? These little ones cannot discern what spirit is influencing them, and it is the duty of parents to exercise judgment and discretion for them. Their habits must be carefully watched. Evil tendencies are to be restrained, and the mind stimulated in favor of the right. The child should be encouraged in every effort to govern itself. Begin with the songs of Bethlehem. Mothers should educate their children in their arms after correct principles and habits. They should not allow them to pound their heads on the floor. Let the mothers educate them in their infancy. Commence with the songs of Bethlehem. These soft tunes will have a quieting influence. Sing them these subdued tunes in regard to Christ and his love. No wavering or indecision. Perverse temper should be checked in the child as soon as possible, for the longer this duty is delayed, the more difficult it is to accomplish. Children of quick, passionate disposition need the special care of their parents. They should be dealt with in a particularly kind but firm manner. There should be no wavering or indecision on the part of the parents in their case. the traits of character which would naturally check the growth of their peculiar faults should be carefully nourished and strengthened. Indulgence of the child of passionate and perverse disposition will result in his ruin. His faults will strengthen with his years, retard the development of his mind, and overbalance all the good and noble traits of his character. An example of parental self-control is vital. Some parents have not control over themselves. They do not control their own morbid appetites or their passionate temper. Therefore, they cannot educate their children in regard to the denial of their appetite and teach them self-control. If parents desire to teach their children self-control, they must first form the habit themselves. The scolding and fault-finding of parents encourages a hasty, passionate temper in their children. Weary not in well-doing. Parents are too fond of ease and pleasure to do the work appointed them of God in their home life. We should not see the terrible state of evil that exists among the youth of today if they had been properly trained at home. If parents would take up their God-given work and would teach self-restraint, self-denial, and self-control to their children, both by precept and example, they would find that while they are seeking to do their duty so as to meet the approval of God, they would be learning precious lessons in the school of Christ. They would be learning patience, forbearance, love, and meekness, and these are the very lessons that they must teach to their children. After the moral sensibilities of the parents are aroused and they take up their neglected work with renewed energy, they should not become discouraged or allow themselves to be hindered in the work. Too many become weary in well-doing when they find that it requires taxing effort and constant self-control and increased grace as well as knowledge. To meet the unexpected emergencies that arise, they become disheartened and give up the struggle, and let the enemy of souls have his own way. Day after day, month after month, year after year, the work is to go on till the character of your child is formed and the habits established in the right way. You should not give up and leave your families to drift along in a loose, ungoverned manner. Never lose control of yourselves. Never should we lose control of ourselves. Let us ever keep before us the perfect pattern. It is a sin to speak impatiently and fretfully or to feel angry, even though we do not speak. We are to walk worthy, giving a right representation of Christ. The speaking of an angry word is like flint striking flint. It at once kindles wrathful feelings. Never be like a chestnut burr. In the home, do not allow yourself to use harsh, rasping words. You should invite the heavenly guest to come into your home, at the same time making it possible for him and the heavenly angels to abide with you. You should receive the righteousness of Christ, the sanctification of the Spirit of God, the beauty of holiness, that you may reveal to those around you the light of life. He that is slow to anger, says the wise man, is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. The man or woman who preserves the balance of the mind when tempted to indulge passion stands higher in the sight of God and heavenly angels than the most renowned general that ever led an army to battle and to victory. Said a celebrated emperor when on his dying bed, "Among all my conquests, there is but one which affords me any consolation now, and that is the conquest I have gained over my own turbulent temper." Alexander and Caesar found it easier to subdue a world than to subdue themselves. After conquering nation after nation, they fell one of them the victim of intemperance and the other of mad ambition.
Teach me so melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues of love. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it. Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. We'll start with a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this preparation day. You've given us 6 days to prepare, and we know the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it we shall not do any work, O Father. We ask that you will be with us, O Father, as we're drawing near to the Sabbath, O Father, that as we come before you in love, in unity, in adoration to you, in praises to you, O Father, we thank you. We ask that you will bless us in a marked way, be with our friends or family, Lord. I lift up all my brothers and sisters and their family and friends, O Father, especially the speaker. I ask that you will touch him at this time, O Father, and fill him with your Holy Spirit, O Lord, as he will be coming to bring us our message or evening vesper, O Father. Be with his wife and children, O Lord. Be with the community. Be with the churches. Be with our friends or neighbors, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know their needs. You know their cares, O Father. You know what is around the corner, Father. Everything, as the Bible has foretold, is coming to pass right in front of our eyes, Lord. Prepare us for your soon coming. Prepare our hearts, O Father, in the name of Jesus, to meet our Lord of Lords, King of Kings. O Lord, what a marvelous time that will be, O Father. We cannot save no one but ourselves, and by trusting in you and giving our hearts to you, O Father, and being obedient, O Lord. Heaven is so cheap for people to miss out on, Lord. Help us not to miss out on it. Help us not to put anything, anyone in front of you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Show us all wrong. Show us ourselves and how we need to come up higher in those little besetting sin that so easily provoke us, O Lord. We thank you again. We praise you, O Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask that everything will be done in decency and in order. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Again, I just want to welcome each one of my brothers and sisters, and happy preparation day. We know where there's two or three gather, the Lord is in the midst, and I will share the reading from Adventist Home. And please press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, song of meditation, so I will open your line as soon as I'm finished reading this verse. It says that the Christian reasoning, that's the title, Christian to do when brought into the trying position, which tests the soundness of religious principle, with a firmness worthy of imitation, he should say frankly, or she, you know, I am a conscious Christian. I believe the seventh day of the week to be the Sabbath of the Bible. Our faith and our principle are such that they lead in opposite direction. We cannot be happy together, for if I follow on to gain a more perfect knowledge of the will of God, I shall become more and more unlike the world and assimilated to the likeness of Christ. If you continue to see no loveliness in Christ, no attraction in the truth, you will love the world, which I cannot love. While I should love the things of God, which you cannot love, spiritual things are spiritually discerned. Without spiritual discernment, you will be unable to see the claim of God upon me or to realize my obligation to the master whom I serve. Therefore, you will feel that I neglect you for religious duty. You will not be happy. You will be jealous on account of the affection which I give to God, and I should be alone in my religious belief. When your view shall change, when your heart shall respond to the claim of God, and you shall learn to love my Savior, then our relationship may be renewed. So we ought to put God first, brothers and sisters, so that others can know that we love our God. We love our Savior more than even ourselves. And we, you know, in our lifestyle, in our character, others should see that. And may we ask God for more strength and wisdom to put away the things of the world, the cares of the world, so that we can serve him with all our hearts, with all our soul, and with all our mind. Amen. And I just want to share Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29, starting at verse 11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." God said he's going to listen when we pray. "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." So we should be seeking the Lord, and we will find him. And we have found him, so we should hold on to him. Amen. So I just thank the Lord for his word and for his promises that's new every day as we read them. We have to claim them as ours. Amen. So if there's anyone who would like to share at this time, please press 1 so that I can open your line. God is good and he's worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. We have to give God worship and praises and adoration and let others know the goodness of God and how he has blessed us and how he's working in our life. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open the line for 518-489, Inspiration Day. Okay, just a moment. Your line is now open.
We are looking forward for the Sabbath in some places, not the Sabbath yet, but we know by the grace of God that God is going to allow us to alive to see the blessed Sabbath. So as we prepare our heart, I'm Sister Powell calling from upstate New York. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for opening my line. God is so good. And despite is not the Sabbath, but I'm going to sing this little song because I know so far that God have kept us safely throughout this. Actually, the 6 days soon ended, and we know that we are here right now, myself, Sister Carlo, as you said, we're 2 or 3 gathered together doing the things concerning your will. He's in the midst. So we just want to thank God for the privilege that we can join, and also the comment, the little remarks and encouragement in your, God's word from Sister Carlo. I just want to give God thanks that he can prepare also so that we will be faithful to him when he comes. Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing seek, waiting in the courts today. Day of all, the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. Day of all, the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. While we seek supplies of grace to the dear Redeemer's name, show thy reconciling face, take away our sin and shame. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day. from our worldly cares set free. May we rest this day in thee. When the morn shall bid us rise, may we feel thy presence near. May thy glory reconcile when we in his house appear. Here afford us, Lord, a taste of foreverlasting feast. Here afford us, Lord, a taste of foreverlasting feast. May the gospel joyful sound conquer sinners, comfort saints, make the fruit of grace abound, bring relief to all complain. Thus may all our Sabbath be, till we rise to reign with thee. Thus may all our Sabbath be, till we rise to reign with thee. Praise the Lord. So my prayer is, the Lord that kept us safely through another week, and my prayer is that each one of us, that we can join this evening to give praise to God. God is so good, my dear. He's so great. And my little praise report, I just want to share with my brothers and sisters, especially what is happening now in the world and what we have seen. But I want to thank God that God had blessed us and God has been keeping us. And each one of us can give praises to God for what he has done. He had kept us safely through our sickness, the virus that is going around. And we know it started from in the 220. And God have kept us safely throughout those months and also year. And we have to give God thanks. God have provided for us our many blessings with our food, our shelter, our clothing, peace of mind. God have blessed us with brothers and sisters on this line and other lines that we can come and to share the word by studying God's word and allow our character to be like Christ, because when we do what God will, he wants us to be like him and to be obedient to his will. So I just want to give God thanks and praise. And my sister, yesterday I was sharing this. I had a little mission to go. Eventually, I didn't have a ride at the time, and I did not want to call anyone to, you know, my children wasn't here at the time. But I had to go to the cleaners few blocks away, or quite a few blocks away from where I am. And I got up and I got myself dressed and I prayed. And I said, Lord, exercise is good, you know, because we have the 8 laws of health that God have given us, you know, nutrition, exercise, and rest. And he wants us, as the health message is right on the gospel. So my desire each day, you know, is to go out in the outside in the sun and get some fresh air, sunshine, and also the air, and do my little exercise down, walking down the road and up the block. And I thank God for that. So I decided to walk these few blocks or over. When I started, I didn't took with me an umbrella because I said, oh, maybe the day is going to be okay. But when I reached actually on the second block, the rain started, a little rain started to drop. I said, why? What must I do? Must I turn back? You know, the rain, no kayak could come. But I said, Lord, please, I'm on this mission and I'm asking you to give me a safe journey down, traveling mercies down. And eventually, you know, the rain actually ceased. It didn't, you know. So I went into, I crossed a big street, Central Avenue, a big busy street. God allowed me to cross it, and I went into a store, the dollar store. I wanted a phone card, so I bought the phone card, and then after, I started my little journey from at least 3 to 4 streets down I had to go. So I took my own little time, and I walked down to the cleaner. And after I reached there, I got you, and, you know, it was a blessing could share the love of Christ to the clerk, them in there, and God, you know, it was really a blessing. And then I took my own little time, my dear sister and brother, and I came back home safely. When I reached on the stoop, I sat on the chair, and I prayed. I said, thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies, because you take me and you carry me. And you took me out safe. I went out safely, and you brought me back home safely. So I just want to give God thanks. And you know what? People take things for granted, but I am not going to take things for granted, because I know that my God is so good. He is so great. And whenever time he do something for me, I have to give him the praise. So I give him all the praise that he do to me, that he took me and others, you know, can maybe share that same testimony safely. So he is good. He is so great. So I thank God for that. And our study, we're doing study obedience by faith. And as we know that God have given us the laws, or the law, and we have to be obedient, especially we know he gave us the Ten Commandments for us to follow and to be abiding by his law. And we know that we are going to be tested. The Sabbath is going to be a test for us. And we have to pray that God will allow us to be obedient to the law, the Old Ten Commandments, and to for us to follow. So I was just studying, and it is in finding the pathway of peace, obedience by faith. We cannot be obedient without faith in God and trust God. And it said, how God enable you to obey him, right? This is our question. And first it said, one, God has a government, and we know that God have a government, and he wants us to respect his law and his government, the government. And we also have a government here, even though they are not trusting in God, and they are not consoling their self and what they're planning to the government or God, right? They are doing their own thing. It also states that Psalms 103:19 said, the Lord had prepared his throne in the heavens, and also his kingdom roveth all over the all. So we know that God government, he has a government, he has the heaven, he prepares his throne, his kingdom, and it rule over all, and there is no other one beside God, and he is the greatest of all. Second, he said, there can be no government without a law. And we found that in Romans 7:12, the law is holy and the commandment is holy and just and good. And if law is holy and the commandment is good and just, it allows us that we have to be obedient to God's Ten Commandments that he have given unto us, right? There is a lot of commandments, other commandments, but God wrote this Ten Commandments, and we do know with his own finger, and he gave it to Moses, right? And we know the story, what took place, that even though the children of Israel was unruly, and when Moses saw the condition of them, when he was coming down from the holy mountain with this law, everyone know what took place, but God have also granted him that love, and also do repeat by giving him the Ten Commandments the second time. It also states here, Proverbs, what you just read, Romans 7:14, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, soul under sin. So we know what the law consists of. And Proverbs 29:6 says, he that turneth away his ears from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. So brothers and sisters, if we do not be obedient to God's law, and we come on this prayer line daily, minutely, and hourly, and praying to God, obedience may do one or two of it, and not following the others, and we are praying, not what Sister Powell said. It said, he that turneth away his ears from hearing the law, right? Law, even his prayer should be abomination. So our prayer that, brothers and sisters, let us be obedient, not like what Satan do and others do, by turning away from God's law. God gave us the commandment for us to follow, and I grab studying and into study. We know that the commandment is holy and God's law is true, and we have to be faithful to God and ask the Lord to help us. I will just stop there because I would like other people, to other brothers and sisters to join. So I am encouraging my brothers and sisters, let us continue to study God's word, right? Let us ask him for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, because there are a lot of things going out and a lot of different, you know, what we said, the sermon and message going out there, and we have to prove the scripture for ourselves and know that God is holy and is true. He is truth, and we know that his law is holy and that we are supposed to be obedient by faith in how we worship and serve him. So I will just offer a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we come to you this moment to give you thanks for your spoken word, Lord. We want to thank you for your word of encouragement with your promises that you have given unto us, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, that you are a holy God. We want to thank you, dear Father, you are a long-suffering God. We want to thank you for you are a kind God. We want to thank you, Lord, that you have allowed us, Lord, to be obedient, Lord, to your commandment that you have given unto your children. To the whole world, Lord Jesus, you have given us. And step by step, Lord, you have shown us, Lord, how we should live our life. And we know we can't do it without you. So we are asking you, Father, to help us that we will be obedient to your will. And help us, Lord Jesus, to also be able to share your words to others, Lord, we come contact with. The world is out there troubled. The world is out there in stress. The world is out there in sickness, Lord. The world is out there seeing all these things that is happening, but allow them, dear Father, to know that there is a living God which is in heaven and the work that you have been doing, and he is dear Father. And also let us know that all these things that is happening in this world, that he goes through them and his Father allow him to overcome this, Lord. So he told us in his word that he will be with us even to the end of time during this persecution that we are going through. So we just ask you, Father, to strengthen each one of us on this line. You know us by name. You know us by nature, Lord. We lift up Sister Carla and her family to you, Lord. Her daily activities, Lord, it's in your hand. You have strengthened her. You have given her traveling mercies. You have shown her the love and compassion in caring for those sick old elderly, Lord. So we ask you, Lord, to continue to cover her. We also lift up to you, Brother Udi, at the store, and his minister, and brother, and his children, Lord, and all the others, Lord, and the work that he have been doing out there with brothers and sisters learning your word and learning your truth, because you said you wish above all things that your people abide in the truth, Lord. So we just want to give you thanks for that. We also lift up Sister Brenda, Brother John, Sister Leola. We lift up Sister Payne, Sister Lynn, Sister Tamiko. Lord, you know their needs. Every one of us have needs, so we leave it their needs. And what I allow them, dear Lord, that they will draw closer. We all will draw closer and closer to you. We lift up the Richards family in Tennessee. Continue to bless them, Sister Nelda, Sister Caroline, who is going through the sickness, Lord, her husband and also her son. You are the great physician. We leave her in your care. We lift up Sister Stephanie and Carjan KJ. Lord, you know what is happening with her throat. You are the great physician. We ask you to touch her and give her a voice, that you will have the voice, Lord, to give you all the praise that due to you. Brother Elroy, Lord, we lift him up, and Sister Erico, Sister Naomi, Sister Kobe, Lord, we lift her up. Sister Barnaby, Sister Cancinelli, Lord, we lift them up to your brother O'Neill, Lord, as he pray for his daughter, his children in Jamaica. Lord, the daughter, the Ellis daughter who got a fractured leg, you are the great physician. We place her in your care, her son, his son, and also his other daughter, dear Lord, with the house, Lord, with the erosion of the house, Lord. We thank you that you have spared their life and saved their life. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. We also lift up Brother Eli, Lord, his mother June, continue to bless her. Brother Eli, dear Father, help him, Lord, that he will continue to study your word, dear Father, search the scripture, as he pray for Jahari, Javel, Jamel, Ismael, Ebony, and Daniel, Lord, and the whole of prayer, our prayer line, brothers and sisters. So we lift them up, Lord. We'll lift up Sister Elizabeth in the nursing home, Sister Miriam, Lord. We lift up Brother Taiwan and his wife and also children, and also Tony and Dennis and Tony Senior. We lift them up to you, Kakisha, and also Roshan, Lord. You know all these names, and there are so many names. And you know the desire of our heart this moment, that all of us will be one with you, dear Father, and we will be able to be obedient. We will be obedient to carry out your word. So we just want to thank you and bless each heart, that everyone who come on this line tonight, dear Lord, will give you all the praise that due to you, because you are worthy to be praised. Thank you for hearing, and thank you for answering our prayer. And help us, Lord, to be faithful to you, Jesus, name with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line for this.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for the prayer. Thank you for sharing. We know we serve a mighty God who watch over us and take care of us. Amen. We're his children. We're his sheep. I'll go to the next caller. Again, I want to thank each and every one of my brothers and sisters for calling, and I will open your line shortly. The next caller is 518-482. Happy Preparation Day. Your line is open.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath, each one. It might not be right now, but not very far away. I want to speak about the home. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath again to one and all. I would like to talk on a little on the happy home. Each of us knows what makes a happy home. Parents bringing up their children the way they should. It says that in Ephesians says, and ye father, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And why should children obey their parents? Should children, in Ephesians 6:1, it says, if children obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right. Husbands should be considerate of their wives, because they have to be an example. In 1 Peter 3:7, it says, likewise, ye husbands, and dwell with them according to the knowledge given honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Another text is in Proverbs 31:26. It says, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. We want to get into the heart of our children. And if we hold them and help them and bless them and take them to and teach them about Jesus, we will be showing love, and you will make good parents. We have to show love for our husbands, and life has to show love so that the children could see the love and follow, teach by example. We should teach by example. And parents should teach their children very faithfully the commandments of God to the children. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in the house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. It says, this note says, the home should be a school of instruction. rather than a place of monotonous drudgery. The evenings should be cherished as precious seasons to be devoted to the instruction of the children in the way of righteousness. But how many children are sadly neglected? They are not educated in the home, that they may comprehend the truth of God and are not trained to love justice and to do judgment. They should be patiently instructed that they may understand the law that governs them and that they may know the springs of their actions. They are to be brought into harmony with the laws of heaven, to cherish the truth as it is in Jesus. In this way, they may be filled They may be fitted to join the society of the angels and to share the presence of our blessed Redeemer. I would just like to sing a few verses of this song, Happy the Home Where God Is There, and give chance to other people to do what they have to do, okay? Happy the home where God is there, and love fills every breast. When wonder wish and wonder prayer, and wonder heavenly rest. Happy the home where Jesus' name is sweet to every ear. Where children early left his fame, and parents hold him there. Lord, let us in a home to greet this blessed peace to gain. Unite our hearts in love to thee, and love to all will reign. Yes. A happy home, that is what God wants each of our homes to be, a happy place. In making this home, besides man needs, God said, it is not good for man to live alone. They must be a husband and a wife. And we know all the ramifications of a happy home. I don't have to tell much people that because we read and we know that a home should be a happy place. Yeah, and it's a sacred place, and it should be very happy. What great secrets, he says, show by showing love to each other, husband showing love to wife, children showing love to each other, caring for each other, and all of these nice little things that we should teach our children to obey the Lord, and we know all of it. So this evening, I just want to thank Sister Paula for opening my line, and I want everyone to know that God is pleased when we have happy homes and happy children. All right. Thank you, Sister Paula. I wouldn't just take up any more time. I would let others have a chance to say something. Happy Sabbath to one and all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Santinelli, for that song and encouragement. And brothers and sisters, we really need to, you know, be reminded of these things that we should know, simple but yet truthful, and apply to our life and share it with others. Who doesn't want a happy home? We all want a happy home, a happy workplace, just a happy community. So let us, you know, ask the Lord to help us, give us wisdom in doing our part. Amen. Thank you again. I'll go to the next caller again. Happy Preparation Day. The Sabbath is right upon us, maybe about 30 more minutes, but Happy Preparation Day. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. 985-232, your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath. This is Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I want to thank the Lord for blessing us, being here one more day in the land of living. Just want to say thank you for opening my line, Sister Carla. I want to read a portion. Hold on a minute. Let me get to it. Oh, man. So I'm going to get ready to read it. I messed up. Oh, okay. All right. Thank God. Okay, say, help lead me not into temptation, God, and help me understand that there is no temptation too great if you believe in you. I am so humble in your belief in me. Merciful God, especially knowing the pain and temptation that your Son, Jesus Christ, chose to endure for us, his sacrifice will not be in vain. And I will bear my temptation to help others to bear theirs. In honor of your purpose for me, I pray, my Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to ask for prayers for my sisters and brothers that are under this COVID pandemic and this other virus all over the world. They have them. They're so overwhelmed, and they're just sending them home to take care of themselves. Just want to lift them up in prayer. Lift up the homeless, the ones that are confined in the nursing homes, those that are at work, the nurses and doctors and all the help they have working. So I know they're overstressed. Just ask the Lord to bless and strengthen them to bear with the patient, and pray for all the other people that are surrounded everywhere, Lord. Pray for our family all over, sisters and brothers in Christ and family, that the Lord could just touch them and give them a word that they may be saved and they understand what he wants them to understand, because time is short and running out. And we don't have much time because it's so much going on, and it's just too much going on, and they're acting like they don't understand God. But I thank God for me, where I can pray for some and give words out to some, and the Lord has touched me and given me some knowledge now so that I understand him. And can do myself a favor and give some knowledge out. So I just thank y'all for us for being on this prayer line, praying one for another and helping each other. So everyone have a blessed day, and we ask God to forgive us where we fall short. So God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for sharing, coming on and sharing. Yes, may the Lord help us and give us wisdom and understanding and knowledge. He give it to us. It's freely given, but we have to accept it and take a hold on it and ask God for direction. And yes, so much is going on. And the main thing is to take care of our body, our temple, eat right, do the natural stuff. The flu bomb, there's an ingredient for flu balm, basically, it's the lemon, the ginger, garlic, a little honey, cayenne pepper, and lemon juice. And either blend these, cut these up fine, and just take a spoonful every day. And prayer is the number one thing. And just take care of our immune system. Eat the greens, the vegetable. Do your every day, every other day, do some oregano oil under the tongue and drink half a drop and drink your water and follow the eight doctors, amen, as yesterday we listened to. So thank the Lord. Amen. Thank you again. I'll go to the next caller again. Happy Preparation Day. Thank you for joining us. 225-337. Your line is now open.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. It's Sister Leola calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I have a scripture that I would like to read, and I'm reading from Matthew chapter 24. And it's the retirement to the Mount of Olives, the signs of Christ's return. I'm going to read just a few scriptures to call it. And it says, Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, of the end of the world? I would like to read. At this time, it says in verse 12, and he said, and because iniquity, most of us have read the whole chapter, but I'm just doing a few verses. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And verse 14, and this gospel shall be, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And verse 22, except those days shall be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And I have one more scripture. Amen. It says, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun. I'm sorry, it was the next one. I'm sorry, that wasn't the one. I'm sorry, I got it. Verse 36. But of that day and hour, no man know not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. I wanted to read this because we are living in times right now, brothers and sisters, that we need the Bible and we need one another. And I'm telling you, with this, the signs are foretelling the earthquake in Haiti. I didn't read it because most of us know what Matthew 24 says, the earthquake, these pestilence, and all these signs that's going on in the earth. So we are to pray, and as Sister Powell did, lift up brothers and sisters. Thank you, Sister Powell, once again, for praying for Sister Carolyn, because, you know, she's very weak right now, and we just pray her. And I just want to thank Evan Light for that. But, Sister Carla, I want to just sing, like, 2:1-3, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, hallelujah. Praise him, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. To the Lamb. Verse 3. Thus may each moment feel, love him, serve him, praise him still, till we all on Zion Hill see the Lamb. Glory, hallelujah. Praise him, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. To the Lamb. Oh, Sister Carla, let me just offer a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, oh, glory to the Lamb, the worthy. He's worthy. So, Heavenly Father, Lord, as we are on this prayer line, Father, not one moment is given to us, Lord. And while we on this prayer line, someone can just drop dead right now. But Heavenly Father, your grace is upon us because, Lord, we are lifting up. So, Heavenly Father, as we are on this prayer line, Father, giving you praise and honor and worship, Heavenly Father, I pray for each and every one of my brothers and sisters that you keep us, Father, from COVID, from anything, Lord, that we may be witness out there for you and touching the hearts of people, sharing the literature, Father. And I'm asking you, dear Lord, touch us, help us, our mind especially, to go out there and give people what they need, Father. Lord, because we see that these times right now, Father, COVID may be one day, and the next day you don't see people. Lord, Father, we just thank you for this blessing that we done come through another week. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for bringing us through and that we can see another Sabbath day. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your Sabbath day. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Sister Carla, and may God bless each and every one of my sisters and brothers. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming on, sharing your song, and also praying and for encouragement and those words that you have given us. God is truly good, and he wants us to encourage each other. He wants us to pray for each other, intercede for each other on behalf of our friends and family. And let us continue to lift up these individuals that's going through a trying time right now. I can't imagine what it's like. So I just thank the Lord for praying, brothers and sisters. We are here because someone prayed for us. So let's continue to pray for others and find new people that we can pray for, those we come in contact with each and every day. We can ask them if they want to pray or just pray for them and keep them on our prayer list. Amen. I'll go to the next caller again. Press 1 if you would like to share so that I can open your line. Don't wait till the last minute because if you do, you might have to share on Sunday. So please press 1 and so that I can open your line. And I'll go ahead and open the line for Brother Eli, I believe, 857-615. Your line is now open.
Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, brothers and sisters. Happy Preparation Day. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts, brothers and sisters. Sister Carla, I would like to thank God for the Lord because God is good. God is awesome. He's worthy. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, I would like to thank Sister Power with praying for me last night. I like to thank God for Sister Power was praying for me last night. Sister Carla, she was Sister Carla. Sister Power encouraged me, and Sister Power said, "I have to be obedient. I have to be obedient to my mom." So, Sister Carla, please lift me up in prayer. I need a lot of prayer too, Sister Carla. Pray for me, Sister Carla, and I can be obedient to my mom. Lift up my mom in prayer to pray for my mom. Pray for me. Pray for Brother Jahari, Brother Jamal, Brother Javel. Lift them up in prayer. And Sister Carla, don't forget to pray for Sister Tamiko. Pray for Sister Tamiko's son to Taiwan. Lift up Taiwan in prayer. Pray for Taiwan's wife. To Sister Carla, don't forget to lift them up in prayer. Don't forget to pray for Tony. Don't forget to pray for Dalty. Don't forget to pray for Keisha. Lift up Keisha in prayer to Sister Carla. I want to sing a song, Sister Carla, before I do a prayer for Sister Power and my brothers and sisters. Sister Power and Sister Carla, let's sing this song together. Hallelujah. Worthy is the land. Sister Power, Sister Carla. Today is a week. We should make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Sing, my brothers and sisters. Be glad, my brothers and sisters. Today, how the Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Sister Carla, Sister Power, my brothers and sisters on this prayer line, today's the day that the Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in it. My brothers and sisters, let us sing, my brothers and sisters. Sister Power, Sister Carla, let's sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Just like Sister Viola sing, let's sing hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord Almighty way. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, are you, love God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Oh, worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy. Are you, love God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Let us pray, Sister Carla, my brothers and sisters on this prayer line. Let us pray at this moment. God, Heavenly Father, God, we magnify your name, God, this moment, God. God, we want to praise you, God. We want to magnify your name, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for us, God, at this moment, God. At this moment, God, we want to lift up Sister Carla, God, who is hosting the prayer line, God. We ask you, God, to strengthen Sister Carla, God. We ask you, God, to give Sister Carla deliverance, God. God, we ask you, God, to give her the victory, God. God, I'm asking you, God, to strengthen Sister Carla, God. You're good for Sister Carla, God. You're faithful to her, Lord. We ask you, God, to watch over her, Lord. We ask you, God, to cover her, God, with your righteousness. We ask you, God, to cover Sister Carla, God, with the blood of Jesus. We ask you, God, to come deliver Sister Carla, God. God, 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 we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Carla, God. God, come bless me too, Lord. I'm asking you, God, to help me, God. I'm asking you, God, to forgive my sins, God. I'm asking you to clean me, God, wash me, God. God, we ask you, God, to wash us, God, clean us, Lord. God, we ask you, God, to come forgive me, Lord. God, I'm asking you, God, allow me to be obedient, God. Allow me to be faithful, Lord. God, you're able, God, you're mighty, God. You're the King of Kings, you're the Lord of Lords. God, God, we want to lift power, God, at this moment, God, who was playing with me last night, Lord. We ask you, God, to strengthen Sister Power. We ask you, God, to give her the victory, Lord. We ask you, God, to give Sister Power, God, the character, Lord. We ask you, God, to strengthen her, Lord. We ask you, God, we want to praise you, Lord. God, 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 we ask you, God, allow her to praise you, God. Allow her to magnify your name, God. God, we ask you, God, to come bless Sister Power, God. We ask you, God, to strengthen her, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Power's daughter to God. Watch over her daughter, Lord. God, we ask you, God, allow Sister Power's daughter to stay in prayer, Lord. We ask to God to strengthen Sister Power's daughter, Lord. We ask to God allow Sister Power to stay in prayer to Lord. God, 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 allow Sister Power, God, to say to her daughter, they have to stay in prayer. We ask to God allow Sister Power to say to her daughter, you have to stay in prayer. You have to stay in prayer. Pray, 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 pray hard, pray hard. God, we ask to God to strengthen her, Lord. We ask to God to come deliver her, Lord. God, God, we want to lift up Tamika, Lord. We ask to God to come strengthen her, Lord. We ask to God to touch her sister Tamika, Lord. We ask to God to come bless sister Tamika, Lord. We ask to God to touch her back, God. God, we ask God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, heal her, Lord. God, we ask God to touch her sister Tamiko's back, God. Touch her sister Tamiko, Lord, in her knees, too, God. We ask God to touch her knees, Lord. God, you're able. God, you're mighty, God. God, you're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. We ask God, our sister Tamiko, Lord, to share a song of praise to God on this prayer line, God. We ask God to watch over her daughter, to God. God, God, watch over sister Tamiko's daughter, God, Keisha, Lord. We ask God to watch over Keisha, Lord. We ask God to strengthen them, Lord. We want to live up Tony, God. God, we ask God to open doors for Tony. God, God, you're able. God, you're mighty, God. God, you're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. Come bless Tony, Lord. Watch over Tony, God. God, we want to lift a doll to you, Lord. We ask God to strengthen her, Lord. Watch over her, Lord. God, we ask God to come to bless them, God. Come bless Brother Taiwan, too, God. We ask God, we want to lift up Brother Taiwan, God, in New York, Lord. We ask God to strengthen Brother Taiwan, Lord. We ask God, love Brother Taiwan to come preach the gospel. Oh, God, on this prayer line, God. Every light ministry, God, is praying for him, Lord. We ask God, allow him to come on this prayer line, God, to share a word of God, to share the message, Lord, on this prayer line, God. We ask Taiwan, God. God, we want to live for Brother Taiwan's wife, too, Lord. Allow her to come on this prayer line, God, to share her ministry, Lord, to share the message to God on this prayer line, Lord. We ask God to strengthen her, Lord. We ask God to watch over Brother Taiwan's wife, too, Lord. We ask God to allow her to come on the prayer line, too, Lord. Allow her to share a message, God. Allow her to bring a message, God. Just like Brother Yudi bring a message on the prayer line, God. God. Allow her to come on this prayer line, too, Lord. To come preach the word. To come preach the word of God. To come preach the gospel message on the prayer line, Lord. God, we ask God to use Brother Taiwan's wife, God. God, we ask God to use her, Lord. We ask God to use Brother Taiwan's wife, Lord, in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, we ask God, in the name of Jesus, we ask God to touch her heart, God. God, we ask God to whisper, God. God, we ask God to go in her heart, God. Allow her to hear a voice, Lord. Allow her to bring a word, God, on this prayer line, God. Just like Brother Yudi preached on this prayer line, God. Allow Sister Tamiko's granddaughter, God, to come preach on this prayer line, God. Brother Taiwan, Lord. Brother Taiwan's wife, Lord. Allow her to bring a message to God. We ask God to come bless them, Lord. Bless her Sister Tamiko's nieces, Lord. Bless Sister Tamika's nephews, Lord. Watch over them, God. Watch over Brother Yudi too, God. God, love Brother Yudi, God, to bring a message, God, in this prayer line, God. God, you're able. God, you're mighty, God. You're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. Break every chain for Brother Yudi. We ask God to break every chain for Sister Miola. We ask God to break every chain for Sister Power. We ask God to break every chain for Sister Power, God. God, break every chain for Sister Power, God. Break every chain for Sister Destinelli, God. God, break every chain, God, for Sister Carla, God. Break every chain for Sister Powell, God. God, you're able, God. You're mighty, God. You're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. There is no one else like you, God. God, God, bless Sister Powell, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Bless her, God. Bless her, Lord. Bless her, God. God, we ask God to God bless Sister Powell, God. We ask God to strengthen her, Lord. God, deliver Sister Powell, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, come deliver Sister Power, God. Come deliver Sister Stephanie, come deliver Sister Tamiko, Lord. Come deliver Sister Tamiko's son, God. Come deliver Sister Tamiko's daughter. Come deliver Sister Tamiko's granddaughter too, God. We ask God to come bless them, God. God, come deliver Brother Taiwan's wife too, Lord. Come deliver Brother Tamika, Lord. Come deliver all of them, God. Bless them, God. Bless Yes, brother, you the God. Hello, brother, you the God to bring a word, a message, God. Watch over, brother, you the to God. Break every chain for brother, you the. Break every chain for all of us, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And Sister Kala, happy preparation day, Sister Kala. Amen. And Sister Kala, I hope I... the word. I hope whether Taiwan can preach the word and if I can preach the word for your line. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Eli, for that prayer. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for the encouragement. Praise the Lord. We know the Lord waits to hear our prayer and he grants us our wishes and you know, he answers our prayer according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So I pray that everyone was blessed. And we will keep you in prayer also, Brother Eli, your mother. Again, we have one more caller that has pressed one. I just want to welcome each and every one of my brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. And we'll open this line before we go into another word of prayer and the start the message. Amen. 631-552. Your line is open.
Yeah, pleasant good night, each and everyone. Happy Sabbath, everyone. I want to thank God for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. Yeah, my daughter went back to the doctor today. Her foot is not broke, and she have a fracture. And they put a cast on it, and she has to walk with a stick for now. Yeah, but I sent down some stuff that she could use, the natural stuff that she could use on her foot to kind of speed up the process. And I want to thank all of you who are praying. And I thank God that it didn't work out the way that the enemy wanted to, because it would be a longer length of time for a recovery. So I'm grateful to God for that. I ask for your prayers. Tomorrow will be sharing on a Zoom line tomorrow, a Jamaica Zoom line. They invited me to share on health, so I ask for your prayers, that God has allowed me to prepare something to share with the Virgin. So I want to read a quote from my devotional before I go. The devotion is Our Father's Care. That has been my devotional from 2021, and it has been a blessing to me since I started reading this book. There's so much lesson in this book. It reads, perfection now. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. When God gave his Son to the world, he made it possible for men and women to be perfect by the use of every capability of their being to the glory of God. In Christ, he gave to them the riches of his grace and a knowledge of his will, as they would empty themselves of self and learn to walk in humility, leaning on God for guidance. Men would be and able to fulfill God's high purpose for them. The last one says, perfection of character is based upon that which Christ is to us. If we have constant dependence on the merit of our Savior and walk in his footsteps, we shall be like him, pure and undefiled. As I read this reading, it confirms, someone called me this evening from Canada. And the person said to me, how are you going to be able to do this and do that if you don't do what the legislation and the mandate that I said, I have one person that I want to always glorify, and that's God. My dependence is not in any human being, and I want to live a life to glorify God. So at the end of the day, it's not about what man put in, it's what God do. When we stand up for God, he will stand up for us. Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening up my line.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for coming on and sharing. And Good to hear that your daughter is doing well and that God is truly good. He hears our prayers and he answered them accordingly. And we just want to thank the Lord for his blessing. We want to thank him for all that he have done. We're going to have a word of prayer so we can give the speaker enough time. Brothers and sisters, please join us again Sunday evening to continue to share and to be blessed by this ministry, Advent Light Ministry, and also on Facebook and Advent Light Philippine. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we thank you for this holy day, this holy preparation day and this holy day of rest, your Sabbath. Lord, you are truly worthy to be praised. You heard the prayer request that went forward, the testimonies, oh Father. We pray for the unspoken prayer requests. We pray for each and everyone on the prayer line, Lord. You know our needs. You know our cares, oh Father. You know our wants. But most of all, you know what's best for us. I ask that you will be with the families in a special way, Lord, that you will bind their hearts to you, oh Father. And may you bless them, Lord, the ministries, oh Father, the prayers that has went up, Father, the praying for the children, the grandchildren, the loved one, the mothers, the fathers, the friends, Lord, the co-workers, oh Father, and each and every one of us, Lord, we just want to thank you, for you are a faithful God, Lord. You said you'll never leave us or forsake us, Lord. Help us to hold on to you. Help us, oh Father, to not leave you, Lord. Help us to be obedient, as Brother Eli said. As we are obedient to our parents in the Lord, we are obedient to you, Lord. We thank you ever so much for blessing us. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for endurance, Lord. Please help us to come up higher and higher as on Jacob's ladder, oh Father, so that we can overcome our sins, oh Father, our transgression, our iniquity before you, Lord. We ask that you will forgive us of our sins and remove them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless Brother Yudin and Markway, his wife Melissa, Caleb, and Elizabeth, and the unborn child, Father. Give them strength, give them wisdom and understanding, oh Lord. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus and the business, oh Father, as they are entrepreneur for you and spreading the gospel through the business. And Brother Bernard, be with him in a marked way. Bless him, Lord. Help him and strengthen him. Be with his family, Lord, his loved one, Lord. We thank you again, and we praise you, oh Father. We glorify, we magnify your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I will open Brother Yudi's line. Amen. Your line is now open.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening up my line. I want to thank you for hosting, and I want to thank those who are joining. I want to apologize. I know I received a few calls, but I've been so busy this week from some of the brethren that I've been unable to answer and either called back. And with that being said, I want to let you all know that this coming Sunday, we want to have a quick meeting on some things that we shall discuss regarding the work in which we are doing and how do we proceed. God has been blessing and the sense of introducing us to many, many souls. If I tell you, brothers and sisters, the people that are coming in, who are sick, who are ill. Even today, as we were closing at 2 o'clock, a lady walks in the store, almost 300 pounds. Her son, almost 400 pounds, accustomed to eating Mexican food. She's Mexican. And she said, "You're closed." I said, "Yes, we are, but it seems as if you need help. How can we help you?" The lady's face and skin was as white as a sheet of my Bible without letters on it. And I can look at that lady's face, and I could tell that this lady was sick, that her circulation was impeded. We are told that perfect health equals perfect circulation. Tonight, I need to address these issues, especially COVID. If you follow me carefully tonight, you will be prepped and ready to deal with the variant that is out there right now, because it is out there, whether it's man-made or whether it is natural, whether it's made in the lab, that's not my concern. But our concern is, how do we deal with these situations? But anyways, I allowed a woman to come in. I said to her, I said, you look as if you have a blood circulatory issue. She said, how do you know? I said, well, I can look at your face and I can see your circulation is bad. I said, I got just the right thing for you. I said, I'm going to do a kale, celery, cucumber, beets, carrots, and lemon. I call it my anemia juice, and ginger. She said, that sounds great. Fresh, all organic, non-GMO products. We got our juicer in, and I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the people, there is no place here in Arkansas that's doing what we are doing. The lady drank the juice. She said, the juice make me feel so warm inside. She said, before I had the juice, I was feeling depressed. I was feeling weak. I was feeling tired. And right after I drank the juice, she said, my energy sparked up. She said, you just earned yourself a customer. She said, I want to introduce you to my son, 10 years old, and something is wrong with him. She walks this young man in at 16 years old. And this child is probably about 400 pounds. And he's walking around the store back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, as if he cannot stand still. I said, he's got some attention deficit issue. I said, furthermore, I suspect he's got some mental issue going on. She says, I don't know what's wrong with him, but I'm bringing you to him. Can you help him? I said, ma'am, I said, I will make him also a juice, a drink. And I gave them a shot, a booster shot. And I said, we will need to do a cleanse with him. I said, but we are getting ready to close. Because we had, you know, it was that time. She stayed in the store. She looked around. She said, I have some hormonal issue. And I said, I've got some Dong Quai. Dong Quai, write it down. All right. A lot of women with hormonal issues can benefit from Dong Quai. It's a very powerful Chinese herb. It's spelled D-O-N-Q-U-A-I. And it helps to support healthy hormone balance, especially women who are in their early menopause or getting ready to hit their menopause. It helps to regulate women's menses. So if your period is irregular or if you have period cramps, it also helps with depression. And it is also good for anemia, among many other things, which this woman had suffered from. So it is a mood stabilizer, all right? And I said, I would like for you to take this. And Dong Quai also helped with psychological and physical health during women's monthly cycles, okay? Only thing is, if you're pregnant, you don't want to take it. But I said, I got the Dong Quai root for you here, ma'am. And I said, I'd like for you to buy this. And she bought it. And after that, she said, what are you doing Sunday? She said, I would like to do a consultation. I didn't even ask. She said, I would like for you to do a consultation with me and my other two sons. A black man, walked in there with his wife. They just moved from Virginia. They've been in the area for 2 weeks. He said, I was driving around and we came back from eating sushi and I saw your place. I just had a heart attack. I'm overweight. My wife is overweight. My wife has some issues from her childhood, from her birth. He said, do you think we can help us? I made them a juice. I called my blood pressure juice. I made them my blood pressure juice. And he drank it. The wife had a smoothie. The other son came in. And everything I recommended, he bought. He said, I really would like to help for you to help with my weight. in my heart issue. He said, we just bought 10 acres here of property, and we've been praying, and we've been asking the Lord to help us, and he led us here. And he said, I would like to do a consultation on Sunday. So this Sunday, brothers and sisters, from morning to evening, we are dealing with the sick. This is no wonder why Sister White says that the time has come for every member of the church to take hold of the medical missionary work. And she says that, I don't know if you understand what's happening right now with COVID. We are getting ready to go into some serious times. Okay? Serious times. And Sister White says that there's going to come a time where the only work that we will be able to do is the medical missionary work. These people are willing and ready to open up their wallet so that someone can help them, to tell them about health. And then the woman said to me, you know, she said, I like, because she's Mexican, she says, I like my tortilla with my cheese. I said, ma'am, we can leave the cheese alone. I said, there's different things we can do. I said, next time, I want you to not eat and come here and try our food. I will make you this cheese, and I will help you to eat, and it will help you to feel better. And she said, okay. She said, I will be back on Sunday to eat and also for our consultation. My beloved brothers and sisters, this is just two examples of what we've been encountering all week. The people are coming in, and we are in need of help. We are in need of help. As of next week, Brother Bernard is going to be full-time helping us, because tomorrow we have two people to treat. One is the elder in the church who got sick. All right, he had sciatica, but a lot of people don't understand that sciatica really is not sciatica. Sciatica is really somebody whose colon is backed up because of their habits of meat eating. When their colon is backed up, the stool in the colon presses against the sciatic nerve, which causes pain. So we were going to go and do a 5-gallon colonics with this elder. This elder, this is last Sunday. We went to his house 2 Sundays ago. I went to this elder's house in the church. He was about to die. I saw his face. He said, brother, I have not been able to walk. I said, tell me about your diet. Of course, they're still eating the meat. They're still eating the cheese. I said, elder, your abdomen is, his abdomen is like he's got twins in his belly. Very ill, very sick. He's backed up. So me and Brother Bernard went there and did a Epsom salt cleanse with him. And it took 3 days for him to evacuate. He told me, we did the cleanse on Sunday. He said on Sunday, he had a little loose stool come out. He said, listen to me carefully. On Wednesday, he said he had such a large bowel movement, because I said I bought some burdock root. I gave him a pound of burdock root, and I gave him some Epsom salt. Had him do a cleanse with that, 2 to 3 tablespoons, increase the cleanse. And I told him to do the warm lemon water. By Wednesday, he said he never had a stool that big. That same day, he said he walked 1/2 mile. Before that, he was bedridden in the bed. So this tomorrow, we are supposed to go after church to do a colonics with him, because there's still more stool that's backed up in him that needs to be removed. And then another brother ended up with COVID, which is what I'm going to talk about before I pray. Now, I'm going to give you the full treatment for COVID-19 tonight. I want you to pay close attention, because, you know, I am so glad that I'm doing this work now, that I left this former occupation, though, you know, sometimes it seems as if things are a little rough, but, you know, God is moving. I had a message this week from a woman who was watching us online from Maryland. She said she was listening to a radio station and somebody mentioned the Tree of Life Natural Foods in Arkansas because we were paying for some commercials. The woman says she went on Facebook and she found out about our health classes. She said, I'm willing to drive from Maryland to come to your health classes. She says, as I watch your opening, your soft opening that you posted on Facebook, she said, I can feel the Spirit of God moved upon the songs that you were playing in that store. This is a lady that is watching from Maryland. And I said to myself, how can the world recognize when God is moving but his church and his own people do not recognize the moving of his Spirit? Let us pray. Father in heaven, we want to thank you for what you have been doing. Lord, I know the enemy is wroth. He's attacking me. He's attacking my family. He's attacking us for this work. But dear Lord, you said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I appreciate what Ellen White says, that her husband died of overwork. Because sometimes, Lord, we are from morning to night, my wife and I, 12 hours, 14 hours, working with those that are ill and sick. Father, we are asking, Lord, that you would give us the strength. And I can appreciate what it says about Christ, that the people were coming from the morning to the evening, and he would not send anyone away sick. And so, Father, it is our desire that even as they come, dear Father, that we would not send them away, but we would teach them something about their health. Lord, use us, and we thank you for even the help, Lord, that you have promised to send us to those who are serious, to those who are willing to give up their former worldly occupation to come into the real work, the real field, in which you said that if we put our treasure where moth and rust cannot eat and steal. And we ask you will continue to give us the strength, Lord, because this is the true work. Lord, I've never been so happy in my life that I can wake up in the morning, have my devotion to know that I'm coming, that I'm going to help those that are ill, those who come to the store with cancer, with diabetes, with Parkinson's disease, with leaky gut syndrome, those who come in the store with high blood pressure, those who are overweight, those who come with spiritual maladies. Lord, we are dealing with even those who are possessed of evil spirits. The man came in the store yesterday, dear Father, with his wife, who said he likes to read tarot cards. He said, are you afraid? I said, sir, I'm not afraid because I know whom I serve. These individuals, and he said he would like to develop a relationship with me, dear Father. Lord, help me, Lord. Help us. Give us the strength, dear Father, to lead these souls to you, Father. There are so many that we cannot even name, but we ask for the understanding of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. This study tonight will be an interaction. I will open up for questions and answers. We will discuss some herbs. I see the need for the medical missionary work. And by the way, brothers and sisters, we are preparing for a medical missionary training. This is not going to be any kind of medical missionary training. We have some special guests coming to do a training right here in Arkansas. We'd like for you to get ready to attend this training. In fact, the Lord has been really impressing me. The Lord has been impressing me that now is the time for us to do the training. I know we had talked and prayed about a camp meeting, and I got to be honest with you. I've been really not impressed about having this camp meeting in September. The Lord, and I was speaking to my wife and Brother Bernard, is really directing us towards rather doing a camp meeting in September, holding a missionary training instead of a camp meeting. There we can focus on the issue at hand. There we can dive deeper into why we need to get into the medical missionary work. And we're going to have a special medical missionary trained individual and a special trained individual who does co-porter work to come in to train us for these 2 weeks at this course, where we can actually begin to truly learn what God wants us to do at this time. Anybody can do it. It is only God is looking for a soul that is surrendered to him, okay? So this is what I was going to talk about tomorrow, but I've already revealed some of it, and I would really like for Sister Powell to be here anyways. So I talked to the sister who's coming to do the training, a very good sister who was very well at interacting, especially with women as well as men, because women needs to understand their role as we do this work. I've been really impressed, brothers and sisters, that the camp meeting needs to be put on hold, because we're just not ready for that aspect of things yet. We need to begin where the greatest need, and right now the greatest need that we have is the need of help. There's sick people everywhere. Turn with me to the book of Psalms chapter 104. Psalms chapter 104. Psalms chapter 104. And this is an interactive study, because I'm going to just get a little bit into what's happening with this COVID variant. Psalms chapter 104. Psalms chapter 104. Are we in Psalms 104? I'd like someone to read verse. Let's begin at verse 13 and emphasizing verse 14. Psalms chapter 104, verse 13, emphasizing verse 14. Can we get a reader tonight?
Amen. I'll read Psalms chapter 104, verse 13 and 14. And brothers and sisters, if you want to read, you have to press 1, take yourself off the queue, and when X again, please press 1. That it will indicate to me and Brother Yudi that you would like to read. Psalms chapter 104, verse 13, it reads, "He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle and herbs for the service of men, that he may bring forth fruit out of the earth." Amen.
Amen. So notice what it says in verse 14 of Psalms 104. The Bible specifically says that God causes the grass to grow for the cattle. Amen. And the herb, for what purpose? For the service of men. Underscore that. So that word service, are you following me carefully here? That word service actually means for the ministry, all right? Because in other words, when we are of service one to another, if you're taking notes, we are ministering to one another. In other words, God is saying that he causes the grass to grow for who? For the cattle. Now, we know that grass, follow me carefully, is full of nutrients. Did you guys know, for example, the grass that we sell at the store, the wheat grass that we juice, did you guys know the properties that are actually found in the wheat grass? Did you know that Nebuchadnezzar actually lived off of grass for how many years? For 7 years. 1 ounce of wheat grass has the same amount of nutrients. You know what an ounce is, right? A very little ounce is like a small little, not even a shot glass. 1 ounce of wheat grass has the same nutrients as 2.5 pounds of vegetables. So the the nutrients that are found in the wheatgrass, such as the chlorophyll. It has regenerative properties that can boost your immune system. All right, what is chlorophyll? I'm going to begin to do a series of medical missionary work training because I really want you to get into this. You know, when I was working as a nurse and I would hear Barbara O'Neill, I would hear medical missionary work, I would slightly get into it, but I would not really be into it, even though I knew it was the truth. You understand? You know why? Because there was another way that I was being pulled into. I was being pulled into the other part of the work that had nothing to do with the medical missionary work, which was my medical field. And as a result, Satan had caused for me to look more so towards the money that I was making as opposed to working for the Lord. And yes, God provides what we need. It may not be a check every week, but he provides what we need, right? And as we are working for him, he's going to provide everything, all of our needs. Philippians 4:19, write it down. And our God shall provide all our needs according to his riches and glory. He will not let his servants go hungry. David says, I've been young and now I am old, yet I've never seen a righteous forsaken, neither is seed begging bread. So the actual chlorophyll that is found in vegetables, and specifically here in grass, is the green that you get from juicing the chlorophyll, actually has what we called immune system increase properties, as well as free radicals that fight off cancer, and also that promotes better circulation, and addition gives you energy. Now listen to this. Wheatgrass is significant in that wheatgrass is good for the following conditions. Did you know that wheatgrass is good for, it is an anti-inflammatory, it is an immune modulator. Did you know that wheatgrass have 12 benefits? One is that it is a natural source of vitamins and minerals. It is a very powerful concoction that includes vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin C, and vitamin K. So God put vitamin C, which is good for our immunity, in the wheatgrass. He put vitamin K, which is what gives our blood the platelets to be able to clot our wounds when we get a cut. The vitamin A is good for our skin and our eyes. But the vitamin E as well, and the vitamin B6. There's also calcium, magnesium. These are what we call the fulvic minerals. Fulvic minerals are found in the earth. They're found in the clay. This is why we use another concoction at the store when we make juice, where it's a special clay that I use for India, that I use from India, that I put in my juices. That is a healing clay. Remember, Christ did a lot of healing with clay. All right, there's a special clay, and we'll get into this when you come down and you guys get serious about coming to Arkansas and start training and helping. You want to get serious about this medical missionary work. We are doing a serious work here. We're not just cooking tofu for people, because most Adventists' whole understanding of plant-based is tofu. We are doing a real work here. We're making our medicines fresh, and the people are getting healed. Now, the wheatgrass, okay, is a great addition to a healthy diet that can also assist with anyone who has a wound, especially your diabetics. They have wounds. Did you know that one of the most powerful properties that you can find to heal anybody's wounds, especially if they're infected, is honey? You can put honey on that wound, and all of the antibacterial and antimicrobial and antiviral properties that are found in the honey is actually going to help to speed up the healing process of that wound.
Furthermore, according to the medical scientists and researchers, wheatgrass stimulates growth factors. What are those? These are the factors that are responsible for numerous physiological and immunological processes in humans as well as in animals. So also, wheatgrass improves the immune system, right? The health of our skin. If we have issues with our skin, any issue in our skin, on our skin, rash, pimple, anything on our skin is a reflection on what we are putting in our gut, plain and simple. You got a skin issue, you need to look at your diet, look at your lifestyle. Wheatgrass is full of antioxidants, all right? Antioxidants, of course, reverse the effects of free radicals, which volatile compounds in the body have links to aging and other health issues. So if you start wheatgrassing juice, you're going to see, like, you're going to look 10 years younger, okay? It also will stimulate your circulation. Wheatgrass has the ability to increase the amount of oxygen in your blood, making it a good way to stimulate your circulation. How about cleansing and detoxification? Wheatgrass contains beneficial enzymes that will help to protect you from carcinogens and lessen the effects of radiation and digest toxins in the body. Close the door. Wheatgrass will drain the lymphatic system. All right? This is the system that works hand in hand with the immune system. When somebody has cancer, you want to drain their lymphatic system, which carries many toxins from the body when an imbalance exists, all right? So, for example, if somebody has sore tendons and joints or any kind of degenerative joint disease, such as arthritis, such as DJD, osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, you want to give them wheatgrass. Wheatgrass has antiseptic properties. What do you mean? Wheatgrass is ideal for healing bruises, sores, insect bites, even snake bites, cuts, and scrapes. By the way, there's an herb called plantain. Now, plantain is not what you think about. Us from the island, we think of plantain. We think of plantain. I'm not talking about the banana plantain. The herb is called plantain. It's spelled P-L-A-N-T-A-I-N. Plantain, herb that grows all over the place, and we have it at the store. It is a powerful herb for any cut. If you have a cut, you put the plantain herb, fresh herb on there. It will literally, by the evening, it will close out the cut like you wouldn't believe. Okay, wheatgrass is good for leg ulcers and so on. It will aid in digestion. It is anti-aging. It is a pain relief. It helps to lower or to eliminate general inflammation. It lowers cholesterol. So if somebody has a high cholesterol, which, by the way, one egg has 275 grams of cholesterol in it. Really bad. And cholesterol only resides in animal foods. There's no cholesterol in avocado. Cholesterol only lives in meats and eggs and in cheese. Okay? It will lower your cholesterol, and it is also a blood builder. Now let's go. Wheatgrass is good for any autoimmune diseases. All right? Now you see why when Nebuchadnezzar was in the field for 7 years eating grass. Now there's one thing about grass. When the Bible said Nebuchadnezzar eat grass, he didn't swallow the grass. He chewed the juice of the grass. Now do you remember before Nebuchadnezzar went into the wilderness? He was a prideful man. His gut was clogged. He was constipated, probably. He needed a cleanse. But after 7 years of eating grass, the Bible said he came to his what? Senses. He came to his senses. My beloved brothers and sisters, the Bible does not lie. He came to his senses. Now, God gave the herbs for the service of men, and I'm mindful of the time right now. COVID-19. Okay? COVID-19 is an issue. What do you do? And I'm going to open up the lines to the caller. What, and whoever answers has to be very quick. Okay? What do you do right now if someone of you that you know of, a brother or sister, is infected with COVID-19? What should you do for them? And I'm not just talking to Sister Carla. I'm talking to everyone on the line because this is an official medical missionary training. And I don't know what's going on with our prayer line. It used to be able to last us an extra hour after the 9 o'clock hour, but I know usually after it will stay for 10 minutes after. But we need to learn these things. Right now, this variant is rampant. And it is true, my friends. This is not a hoax. Okay? Whether it was created in a lab, that's a possibility. But that's not the question. The question is there is a legitimate virus that is going around destroying people. There's two members of the church who died of COVID-19 in this area. And unfortunately, they did not come to ask for help because they wanted to believe in the physician. It did not have to happen because there are, I'm going to give you four herbs right now that everyone should have in their home right now. You should not wait until you get it. You should be proactively taking some of these herbs every day to build your immune system so that the COVID SARS virus do not attach to the lungs of an individual. And you should have these herbs on standby. And we have them at the store. And if you and these herbs, you know, after Sabbath, we can deal with those things. You should have these herbs nearby you at all times. Now, if you had someone with COVID, what would you do for them? I'm opening up the lines for our brothers and sisters. Again, this is not a sermon. I said in the beginning, what would you do for someone? This is what we're going to do at the medical missionary class. I hope that everyone on here will make the effort to come down to Arkansas to put aside a week. You will have plenty of time to plan. Brothers and sisters, time is running out. God is giving us borrowed time. This is not the time for us to be consumed with our worldly affairs. This is the time for us to be saying, Lord, I'm going to do your work. You figure out my bills, Lord. And he will. So what should you do? What should you do if someone is diagnosed with COVID right now? What do you do?
Happy Sabbath. Good night, beloved. My voice is a little strange. So I'm gonna,
amen.
I hope that you're hearing. Well, I mean, for me, this is Stephanie from Maryland. Thank you for opening the line. So I would do vitamin C, vitamin Z. I would do pine needle. I would do a tea, a concoction with pine needle, the lemon peel, the orange peel, garlic, ginger. What did I say? Pine needle, garlic, ginger, lemon peel, and orange peel. And I would boil that, and I would give them that, along with having them do the steam. So I would also, with some of that concoction, allow them to put their head over that with some eucalyptic oil and peppermint oil in a separate batch so that they can get them steam. I would also let them do that hydrotherapy, hot and cold, hot and cold. But those are the things that I would do. Infuse the elderberry as well. I heard you talk about the wheatgrass, the lemongrass, or the fever grass. I'd also do that too as well in a tea for them over a period of time. So that would be what I would be recommending for them to be able to use. I know sage is really good. I would have them gargle their throat with the fenugreek because we want to make sure that the throat stays moist.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Very good, Sister Steph. You're ready. You got your medical missionary back. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. Anyone else? Come on, we're sharing information. And remember, we don't have much time because this is needed right now because there's a lot of sick people among us in our churches, and these individuals don't know what to do. And Sister White says many would begin to do the work if they knew what to do, if they were taught how to do it. So let's share these information. That's really good. I think doing those concoctions that you talk about would really help the individual. I'm going to add some things in the end, but I'm going to go ahead and let someone else share other things that they would do. The pine needle is very good. There's Sister White says that there's a wonderful remedy in the pine leaves, and especially the evergreen, right? That too. So go ahead. Anyone else?
Yeah, it's like dang them a flu bum. Well, the sister already called out half of the stuff that you for them with the flu bum. So you make the concoction.
Okay, so what can you share your flu bomb? What is in your flu bomb?
Ginger, garlic, lemon, onion, turmeric, a little cayenne pepper, and a little cayenne pepper. And
very good. I would very good, sister. And that's a good antiviral as well as an antibiotic. But if the person is new, I would refrain from using cayenne and ginger together because I can tolerate it, but some people cannot tolerate it. You might have somebody pass out on you. But especially the ginger we use at the store. We use this ginger at the store. It's like the ginger I used to have in Haiti. I'm telling you, it's not the bad ginger that you see at these other stores. This is like the root. The ginger root is like when I was in Haiti, we used to make ginger beer, especially when there was a funeral or a wake. We would drink ginger beer, and this ginger we have at the store is so powerful that if I were to combine it with cayenne, probably the person would pass out. So I would be careful with the two if the person is not a pro in the natural remedies. But it's really good. I like that concoction. All right. Anyone else?
One more thing. Can you smell the planting for me you just talked about?
Yeah, it's spelled P-L-A-N-T-A-I-N, plantain. It's a very powerful, powerful, powerful herb, and it's good for many, many, many other things that I did not describe in here, and at some other point I will discuss the plantain. My focus will be on the herbs. Our focus at the store is on the herbs. Do you guys know there's 126 herbs that everyone must have, right? And one of these days, as we begin to do this training, I will do more and more on it. Now, anyone else? How long do we have, Sister Carla?
Yes,
Sister Leola, line is open. Go ahead until the line closes or until about 9:30, but go ahead. Go ahead, Sister.
Okay, amen. Yes, amen, Sister.
Okay. Okay. Good afternoon, Brother Yuri. Well, I know that you taught us in our health class that onion, when I took that onion and put it on my leg and was able to wrap it with saran wrap, that's a number one for COVID. And I found I got a lot of healing out of that. So pretty much he would do that wrap around their chest with the onion. And I do fenugreek often. I tell anybody fenugreek. And also I have millennium. It's a pineapple, core of a pineapple. Take that. I have pineapple bark. I mean, not pine bark. I have a powder, pure something, vitamin C, which you got to up that vitamin C. And also to make sure you're taking your vitamin D and your and whatever you can eat. I heard you talk about, I gave my friend a lot of, I told her to eat the kiwi fruit and because of the vitamin C. And also I would do the, I have like Eyebright, which is an upper respiratory, you know, herb. And I have some other herbs, echinacea. I made my friend one, which was lemon, echinacea, lemon juice with some honey, in which I got to order, Brother Ray asking us in, order some more. So these items with that, I made like a little for cold medicine. Because my friend, you know, Sister Carolyn, she was on the line. She is suffering in with, she is supposed to be asthma, but the doctor diagnosed it with COVID. So we are helping her right now, but she's very, so I'm going to ask you also, we've been asking her to get outside, go outside and sit on her porch to get fresh air. And sun.
The worst thing for COVID is to lay in bed, and I know it is this is a virus that really will kick you and your gut, brothers and sisters. This is a serious problem. Okay, this is not anything that you want to play around with, especially if your system. But yes, Sister Leola, very good. Now, did you guys know that this is information right here that you may not know? I just learned this about a month ago. Did you know that one kiwi has more vitamin C in it than a lemon and an orange? In fact, one kiwi is all the vitamin C that you need a day. Okay? So write down kiwi on your notepad. Now, I heard Sister Leola mention this, and I'm glad she mentioned it. She mentioned pineapple core. Write this down, because you may not have access to the herbs and all of these things. What do? You just simply go to the store, get yourself a pineapple, and you juice the pineapple. You want to make sure you juice the core of the pineapple. In other words, the part that is hard that we usually throw out. That's the part that has the greatest concentration of bromelain in it. I'll tell you what bromelain is, okay? Bromelain is a proteolytic enzyme, all right? Let me explain what a proteolytic enzyme does. A proteolytic enzyme is an enzyme that splits and digests proteins. Why is that important, you say, Brother Yudi? Well, because you need to understand the anatomy of a virus. A virus has a protein capsule or a protein shell that surrounds it. Within that virus, within that protein capsule, there's the DNA. If you must rid the body of it, you must destroy that protein capsule, so you need a proteolytic enzyme. And there's only two plants in the world that has proteolytic enzyme. One of them is papaya, the other one is a pineapple, especially the papaya leaves, okay? Papaya leaves was utilized for many, many years in Asia for dengue fever. Dengue fever is a similar virus like COVID. You take your papaya leaves, we have that at the store, it's very bitter. You boil it for 1 to 3 minutes and you drink it. I had a friend, I had a person come to the store who was sick with COVID. I gave her the papaya leaves. She told me within 6 minutes of drinking the papaya leaves tea, she said, Brother Yudi, all the phlegm and everything came right back up. She said, my respiratory opened up and eased within 6 minutes of drinking the papaya leaves. So the proteolytic enzyme is found in two things, papaya leaves or the papaya or the pineapple or the bromelain or the core of the pineapple. By the way, a proteolytic enzyme can also be used for people who are trying to lose weight. because it helps to digest the proteins, the excess fat, the excess proteins that is in your body. So you want to write down on top of your herbs, papaya leaves, okay? Number one for treating COVID-19. And I've got the study right here from Dr. Dan Clark. I'm going to read this for you. The engineered spike protein from SARS-CoV-19 can be stopped by common weed that is extirpated from lawns every year. A German university study found that the common dandelion root extract, write this down, the dandelion root extract actually can block the spike proteins from binding to the lungs. All right? If you understand a virus, the way a virus works, I wish I was with you. You guys need to come to this train because we're going to attack a lot of things, okay? In order for a virus to attack somebody, the spikes on the virus, little spikes, has to attach to the different cells of the body. In this case, one of the primary places that the COVID loves is the lungs for some reason. Maybe that's why I was engineered. I don't know. Sister White says, Satan is experimenting in the laboratories of nature. I don't know why. But the dandelion root, we have that at the store as well, extract, should be number one on your list for treating COVID-19. The dandelion root stops the spike of the protein from attaching to the actual lungs, according to the German university study that I'm reading from a peer review article from Dr. Dan Clark. And we've already long known, if you didn't know, the dandelion, you know the dandelion, every part of the dandelion is edible. Actually, I cut it up in the spring. I put it on my salad. I eat the root. I eat the flower, as long as you wash it, okay? Every part is edible. That actually stops the protein from spiking onto the lungs. All right, the study showed that the plant's dried leaves was effective against spike D614, which is a host mutant strain, including D614G, including NF01Y, including K417N and E484K. The dandelion extract blocked the SARS-CoV-2 spike proteins in their variant. All right? Any questions before we go further? Because I'm trying to cut out here. There's another herb I want to introduce and tell you about in the treatment of.
Amen. Amen.
The
yes, Brother
Yudi. Yes.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Yes, yes, and yes. And I also, I don't know if anyone said the oregano oil is also good, and mullein, I've starting to forge mullein. Mullein leaf is also good. Go ahead.
Yes. Oregano oil, yes. The researchers mm-hmm. also use molecular weight compounds taken from a water-based dandelion extract and put them to the test in human HEK293, HACE kidney, and lung cells. The dandelion blocked the protein-to-protein interaction between the S1 subunit of the spike protein and the human ACE2 cell surface receptor. This effect was also true against the spike protein mutations from the predominant variant in circulation, including the variant that was found in the United Kingdom, the South African variant, and the Brazilian variant. All was proven, according to the study, to be stopped by none other than the dandelion root extract or the dandelion herb. Now, if someone already has COVID-19, the dandelion root, you should be taking it as a preventative. If you're going outside, I recommend instead of a mask, use, buy yourself on Amazon, a nose filter. Instead of a mask, a nose filter, all right? They're cheap. Buy yourself one. Now, if the person already has COVID-19, the authors concluded that such factors like low toxicity in humans and effective binding inhibition of five relevant spike mutations to human ACE2 receptor, as reported here, encouraged the more in-depth analysis effectiveness in SARS-CoV-2 prevention. Now, another study was shown to stop the replication of SARS. So the person already has COVID, right? So they've already infected. If they're already infected, there's a different regimen that you should use, and that is sweet wormwood. Okay? Sweet wormwood. So once they've already infected, you want to, like everybody, what you guys were saying was good. Everybody was good. Once they've already been infected, you want to remember, you want to treat them within the realms of the eight laws of health. You want to make sure they're getting enough water. Make sure they're getting the proper rest. And if they're in the sun, they won't need to take vitamin D. You see, we don't need vitamin D if we're actually going outside. So the person should be going outside for walks, right? Walking outside, getting fresh air, okay? Getting a little exercise, even if they feel weak. You want to start juicing for that person, juicing your kale, juicing your herbs, your carrots, juicing. You want to make sure they're not eating too much, right? Because most people with COVID don't actually have an appetite, all right? So let's look at the wormwood herb, the sweet wormwood. What is that herb, and what does it do? Anybody ever use sweet wormwood? Oh, it's not a common herb, see? Okay, so the understanding the anatomy of the sweet wormwood is important to understand what this thing do. The wormwood is used for various digestion problems. So if someone has a loss of appetite, or if someone has an upset stomach or gallbladder issues or intestinal spasms, wormwood is used to treat fever, liver disease, depression, muscle pain, memory loss, and worm infections. It also is used to increase sexual desire, and it stimulates sweating, all right? The sweet wormwood stimulates sweating. And, you know, sweating is one of the ways that the body removes what? Toxins out of our system. So once the person already has been infected, the sweet wormwood will stop them from continuing to replicate, or for this virus, because what a virus does, once it goes in, it keeps multiplying and multiplying, and you want to stop that process. Okay, family? You want to stop that process of replicating this virus in the individual, right? So it's called sweet wormwood because it's due to its heavenly and long-lasting sweet fragrance, which is essentially strong, especially on warm summer days. So you want to make sure you have your bromelain, which you can get at a concentrated form. Now, let me just tell you a little secret. There's a bromelain that sells sold separately, but there's a bromelain that's combined with papaya enzyme. Remember, those two are the two plants that you can get the proteolytic enzymes from. Remember where protein is broken down. Protein is broken down in the actual stomach, all right? One of the main digestive organs of the body, that and the pancreas. The pancreas is a real good digestive organ in the body, because if somebody has pancreatic issue, pancreatic cancer, most of them die of starvation because they're not getting the proper food. Their pancreas is not doing the job. So you want to give them a proteolytic enzyme such as bromelain, such as papaya enzymes, which is called, which can help to digest that protein. So remember, a virus is coated with a protein capsule. In order to, the capsule is what protects the virus. In order to destroy the virus, you need to first attack the capsule. The capsule is like a shield, okay? Think about this. The Bible says, finally, my brethren, put on the whole what? Armor of God, that you may be able to withstand against the what? Wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So this capsule is shielding the virus. You know, Satan is a very wise commander. In fact, Satan is wiser than all of us put together. Satan has been studying disease for over 6,000 years. That is one of his main tools. So we need to be wiser than him by submitting ourselves to God and understanding disease. Sister White says that we are going to have to understand disease, the causes of disease, and how to treat disease. All right? Three things. We need to understand disease, its causes, and how to treat disease. Because of the times in which we are living, it's going to get worse. I hate to say it, family. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And the Lord is looking for those who are surrendered to him, doing the medical missionary work, treating the sick. This wealth of information people don't have. And most of the doctors, well, they say as well, zinc, vitamin C. Okay, that's great. Zinc and vitamin C, and a lot of times they're given in very low form. If, let me tell you a secret. If you're eating properly, you won't have to take zinc. If you're eating properly, you won't have to take vitamin C. Why? Because these things will be already in your diet. You won't have to supplement with them. But if you're not eating properly, if you're not eating the right foods, if you don't understand the right combination, which is what we're going to teach at our class, then you're not going to be ready for the battle. This battle that we are against, the enemy, we are told, Satan is the destroyer. God is the restorer. God desired to restore us back to health. There is no need for us to die with COVID. No need. No need. We need to have our COVID kit in our home with all these herbs ready and dandy for us to use. And don't underestimate the power of charcoal in binding to this virus as well. All right? So any other questions as we move on? Because I know the time is rushing on where the line will be cut off.
Yes, Brother Yudi. Someone has a question. What's the difference between wormwood and sweet wormwood?
That's a good question. Sweet wormwood is what we are asked to use. And I actually, that I thought about that. I can quickly look it up. I don't think, let me see here. I got to pull out my book here. Yeah, it's essentially the same common herb. Yeah, they're all common names. Yeah, they're all common names. Yeah.
Okay.
They're all common names. Yeah. So they have different names, but it's the same herb, same family.
Okay. Anyone else? Have any questions before we, Brother Yudi, pray or close out? Anyone else, please, if you already spoke, press 1, take yourself off, and then press 1 again to indicate that you have a question or before the line closes or before we close with a word of prayer. And I just want to thank you, brothers and sisters, and encourage you to do this protocol and to share it with others. Just don't keep it to yourself. Share it with others. Go ahead, Brother Yudi.
Amen. And beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. I was impressed tonight to not just go on with a regular message, but, you know, we have to actually meet people where they're at. And right now, this is the situation that we are dealing with. The sickness, this sickness is attacking a lot of individuals. And so, you know, may I give you another herb, another drink that is good? Bioactive silver hydrosol. All right, it's a daily immune support. You can take that every day. You guys know what that is, right? It's a bioactive silver hydrosol. You can look that up. All right, it's a daily immunity drink that you just put under your tongue every day. You take one tablespoon. It's an immune building, long term immune building, short term immune building. You can do either recommendation that you find on the bottle, it's very, very, very good to help you build up your immune system, and it gives a lot of the trace minerals that we need. You know, the trace minerals are essential, especially fulvic water. You know, the black water that's on the market, that's a powerful drink. Black water, write it up. It's BLK water. BLK water is a very powerful drink. That will help you to build the fulvic minerals in your body. Those are the earth minerals, the copper, the zinc, right? What do you get? A lot of times they give the zinc for COVID patient, but if you're taking these COVID minerals, the fulvic minerals, the manganese, essentially the same minerals that are found in the dirt, all right? This is why Christ used the clay oftentimes to heal. So I want to thank you all for listening. Is there any more questions before we close? Sister Carla, anyone else? Was everybody done? Sister Leola, anybody have any more questions?
I don't see any more questions at this time.
Okay, and not to forget to mention the eight laws of health, right? Exodus 16:26. If we diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord our God and do that which is right in his sight and give heed to his commandments, he says, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. So keep this in mind, that our health message is superior than that of the world. Superior. And now, superior. Today, one of the Chinese medicine, Sun, is a guy in this town who's a Chinese medicine guy where everybody go to. The hospitals, when they can't heal people, they go to him. His son came in our store today and got a juice. And he said, my dad recommends juice all the time to his patients. We're going to start sending them here, he said. And, you know, but these individuals, they have the herbs and down pack, but they don't have what? They don't have the spirit. Ellen White says, write this down, last one we're done. Councils on Health, page 28. Councils on Health, page 28. Councils on Health, page 28. She says, the influence of the Spirit of God is the very best medicine for disease. Okay? The influence of the Spirit of God is the very best medicine for disease. Let's pray.
We have one more question.
Brother Yudi, I have a question before you.
Yes.
The question I have, Brother Yudi, about hydrogen peroxide, food grade, is that good for circulation also, or can you use it for COVID?
I would not. I hear about this. I wouldn't use hydrogen peroxide internally. It's kind of like apple cider vinegar is another thing that they say to use. I haven't done the research on it to use that. I think we just have much better herbs, Ceciliola, that God has created that we can actually utilize than this. There's another drink
okay.
I recommend. It's called Intra. Intra, I-N-T-R-A. We have that at the store, and the Intra is going for $80 a bottle. It's a big bottle. It's a concoction of 23 herbs. It's worth it. You say mercy. It's worth it. This is the thing. We had six of them at the store, and, you know, and Brother Bernard actually had a connection with it. It's see, here's the thing, too, that we have to remember, right? Our body, we get out what we put in. Many of us, if our vehicle has a check engine light on or the oil change needs to be done, we do it on time. Why is that? Because we don't want it to break down.
Hmm.
You know, if the vehicle breaks down, we can replace the vehicle. But if our body breaks down, we cannot replace the body. We have one body. The body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We have to learn that these things are good to invest in. Because let me tell you something. A $250,000 bill in a hospital is not going to be a good bill for you. So a lot of people say, well, that's too expensive. This is what the enemy put in our mind, that our body is not worth it. And we don't see the worth, that our body is worth something like that. Because when we get that bill from the hospital because our body broke down, we end up in the emergency room. The ambulance ride alone is $2,000. From your house to the hospital, even if it's 5 minutes, it doesn't matter. So, yes, it is worth it. So the Intra, I-N-T-R-A, it's a concoction of 23 of the most potent herbs, and it works on every system of the body. The Intra is able to shrink a tumor. I've got the pictures. It can shrink somebody's tumor from being a basketball size to nothing. All right? It's a very powerful concoction of herbs. So that's something else, too, that is good for any kind of immune issues. To build up your immune system, you can do some of those things. So I give you varieties, different things that you
Amen.
Can look into to stir up your minds as well.
Amen. Brother Yudi?
Amen. Amen. Any other questions before we close up? All right. I think we should do more of these classes because this work is necessary. It is needed. Let us pray. Heavenly Father in heaven, we want to thank you for your love and your kindness toward us. We want to thank you for your Holy Spirit. We want to thank you for the wisdom and knowledge you've given us. And the health message, Lord. There are many who are sick out there today. Even in our midst, Lord, those who are sick with COVID, those who have different issues, diabetes, cancer, high blood pressure, mental health disorders, addiction. Lord, truly, Lord, we have a great work to do and a little time in which to do it. I've said there are many you have called, few you have chosen, as well as the fact that the harvest is ripe. But the laborers, Father, we need more laborers into your harvest. We thank you, Lord, for this work that you are doing here, Lord, Father. You see our needs. You see our need to grow. You see our financial need. You see our difficulties. You see everything, dear Lord.
And we just place them all in your hands, Father, because you said you would take care of our issues. You said you would take care of our bills. You said you'd take care of our problems so long as we continue to do your work. And we are putting our faith in you, Lord. For we are faithful. If we are faithful, dear Lord, you said you will be faithful as well. I pray for a special blessing upon everyone who participated and those who did not participate tonight. I pray that you will open up their eyes. They will learn to strengthen their immune system. They will learn how to take care of their bodies, how to take care of disease, how to not be afraid of this COVID thing that everybody's running rampant about. Lord, you have called us. Jesus was not afraid of the leper. Even though it was an infectious disease, Jesus touched them. He mingled with them. Help us at Seventh-day Adventists to not see COVID as a death wish, but to see it as an opportunity to share the gospel. We thank you, and we pray that you will give us a great Sabbath blessing and rest. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Yudi. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. Please reach out to Brother Yudi or any one of the hosts, myself, Sister Powell, Sister Leola, if you have any questions. And I pray that you really enjoyed this this study, this Vesper sort of study and teaching and how to heal and how to take care of ourselves, our family, our loved one, and those that we come in contact with. Because this is the message, the right arm of the gospel for this last day. May you have a happy Sabbath. Please be blessed. And, again, reach out to us, Brother Yudi. Tree of Life is on Facebook. Also, Advent Life Philippines. Thank you. Again, God bless you. Jesus loves you.